COVID.
But also you had some challenges or have had some challenges with recruiting into the paradigm study. And I'm thinking now about the amendments you did to the clinical protocol. Are you happy with the amendment, and do you think this will accelerate the patient recruitment going forward?
It's absolutely. So it's not only the amendment, I think it is going beyond that. So we did a strategic assessment and thinking about focusing on paradigm. So we looked a lot in detail into paradigm, and I would like to start, first of all, also with the outcome of the interim analysis. Having a dose selected will already start making the protocol a little easier, and that increases the rate of enrollment also. The protocol amendment is something which is very important to us, and it shows and proves really the safety, which we have so far shown very nicely, because we can include autologous stem cell patients, which you need to think about in some countries. It really represents the majority of second-line follicular lymphoma patients and treatment. So, of course, then when they're going to third line, it also represents the majority of these patients in some of the countries like UK, Italy, Turkey, and so on. On the other hand, we also were able to lower the number of platelets for patients in screening, which is also very important. And again, it shows nicely the safety of our drug. And we estimate to gain approval in all of 24 countries in probably October, November time of this year. And yes, that should allow us to speed up our recruitment. But not only that, we have also worked very closely with our CRO and with all of our study investigators. And we have shown very nicely, for example, in UK and France, so-called patient referral networks, where the community hospitals, which are where most of the patients are, and they are diagnosed with third-line follicular lymphoma, and then these investigators or these physicians can really refer the patient to the academic site where we are active. And that really works very nicely in some countries now, and that is what we want to adapt. And we also are working on other initiatives, for example, such as enhancing social media strategy to drive recruitment. What we also realized is if you're thinking about patients are in usually at a higher age, meaning the average 68, and I'm thinking about whatever, I can only think about my own mother. So she is not usually that firm anymore in Google and all this kind of stuff of looking around and social media. So if something would happen to her, I probably would be the one who would look for her. And that is something which we also know starting that we are helping in social media to identify the right patient. All that makes us very confident that we increase the speed